Libertarians are making a splash in Tampa. On Tuesday, former presidential candidate Ron Paul's delegates from Maine walked out of the convention after party leaders decided to strip half of Paul's delegates from the state.
We are duly elected. They took it from us.
Yes.
Are we going to stand for it?
No!
I didn't hear you!
No!
Say it again!
No!
All right!
The protest didn't endear many delegates to the last name Paul. But Kentucky Senator Rand Paul says he's happy his father's delegates are making their voices heard in Tampa.
Absolutely. Party's got to get bigger. There are many places where we're not winning. We're not winning in New England. We're not winning in California. I think libertarian-type Republicans could win again in some of these states where other Republicans don't seem to be faring very well.
Ken Fleming is a delegate from Louisville. He says he doesn't mind that Paul supporters are being vocal at this year's convention, but he says they need to come around at some point.
Well, you know, we live in a democracy. That's America, and that's how things come to fruition. So everybody should have their say and their input, you know. But at the end of the day, regardless of how things, you know, materialize, we all have to get together and support those individuals that we put forth.
Later this evening, Senator Paul will address the convention, which is expected to make his father's supporters happy. As for Paul's message tonight, his lips are sealed.
It's top secret. What's your clearance? Can't tell you.
All eyes will be on Senator Paul this evening. The high-profile speech has some of his father's supporters whispering that they might be able to support another presidential candidate named Paul in the future. For WEKU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Tampa.